كأنه يريد أن يركب رأسه ويمشي على حريته وعلى شهواه، فيريد يكون أن يكون طريقا حرا يفعل ما يشاء، لأنه يرى أن السنة تحده من ضلاله وعتوه، فيريد أن يزيح السنة عن الطريق حتى يمشي على ما يشاء ويفعل ما يريد.
Know that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam, and one of them cannot be established without the other. And the Sheikh, to explain this, he says, Islam and the Sunnah are one, but people of bid'ah, people of innovation, he say, ما نزل في القرآن نأخذه, whatever we find in the Quran, we will take. وما لا نجده لا نأخذه. Whatever we don't find in the Quran, we will leave. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ala inna ma harrama Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam kama harrama Allah." The thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make forbidden to us is whatever Allah make forbidden to us. "Ala inni utitu al-kitab wa mithlahu ma'a." Verily, I've been given the book and the likelihood with it. For whoever فمن يرفض السنة رفض الإسلام. Whoever rejects the Sunnah is as if he rejected Islam, because the Sunnah and Islam are one. Because the Sunnah explained to us فرائض الحج والزكاة والجهاد. So الذي يرغب عن السنة, whoever rejects and leave the Sunnah away, يمشي على شهواه, which means he will go according to his desire. يريد الحرية means he wants freedom, because the Sunnah make تحده من دلاله, means the Sunnah will forbid him to do things that he will love to do, which means it's only according to his desire, and he will, because this thing would تزيحه من السنة, which is leave him away from the Sunnah, which means they will do things according to their desire only.
ثم قال فمن السنة لزوم الجماعة, ومن رغب غير الجماعة وفارقها فقد خلع ربغة الإسلام من عنقه وكان ضالا مضلا. فيقول الشيخ أن من السنة لزوم الجماعة, والجماعة هي جماعة الصحابة والتابعين وما كانوا عليه من الهدي الطيب. ولزوم الجماعة قد أشار إليه القرآن بقوله تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونسله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. فالله قال ومن يشاقق الرسول بعد ما تبين, فلم يكتفي بهذا القدر, وإنما ذكر بعده ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين, وسبيل المؤمنين هم هنا الصحابة. فالذي يسلك ويمشي على غير سبيل المؤمنين فالله يقول نوله ما تولى, يعني نعطيه ما تولى من الضلال ونصله جهنم وساء المصير والعياذ بالله. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اقتدوا باللذين من بعد أبو بكر وعمر, الذين من بعدي اقتدوا بكر وعمر. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الاقتداء والاهتداء بهدي الخلفاء الراشدين, وخص أبا بكر وعمر لأن لهما مزية عظيمة من غيرهما من الخلفاء. وكذلك أثنى على قرنه فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. هذه كلها تؤيد على أنه يجب لزوم الجماعة. ولذا نجد أن الإسلام أمره عجيب, فالقرآن هو الأساس, أساس الدين, والسنة هي التي تشرح القرآن وتحرسه, وهدي السلف الصالح هو الذي يشرح الكتاب والسنة ويحرسه. شوف الدائرة الأولى الكتاب, ثم الدائرة الثانية السنة, والدائرة الثالثة هي إجماع الصحابة وهدي الصحابة وأهل السلف الأول. فإذا حاول المبتدعة أن يتلاعبوا بالقرآن فالسنة تزجرهم وتسلط الضوء عليهم وتبين لهم خطأهم وعوارهم وإفكهم. وإذا حاول أحد المبتدعة أن يتلاعب بفهم السنة كذلك فهدي السلف وأقوالهم وهدي العلماء هو الذي يوضح إفكهم وخطأهم ويسلط الضوء عليهم. لذلك نجد الإسلام محروس، لو ترك الكتاب وحده لتلاعب أهل البدع ويقول كل واحد هذه دليل على رأيي وهذا دليل على رأيي، ولو ترك الكتاب والسنة فقط أيضا لتلاعب به أهل البدع، ولكن يحرسه الكتاب والسنة هدي السلف وإجماعهم حتى لا يتلاعب على الكتاب والسنة أحد من المبتدعة.
From the sunnah is clinging to the jama'ah. Whoever desires other than the jama'ah and departs from it, then he has thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck and he is astray, leading others astray. So to translate this part, the Sheikh says, لزوم الجماعة والصحابة. So we need to cling to al-jama'ah because Allah in the Quran said, ومن يشاقق الرسول بعد ما تبين الهدى
ويتبع
من بعد أن تبين الهدى ما تبين الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى. وإذا يشاقق الرسول make it hard for the prophet, contradicts or make it hard for the prophet, when the Huda, which is the clear sign, had been established to him and follows ways other than the ways of the mu'mineen, نوليه ما تولى, we will give him whatever what he wants, because whatever he wants is desire of his life. And the Prophet says, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. So follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the خلفاء الراشدين, خلفاء that follow me. اقتدوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجد. Follow it and cling to it even with your teeth. And it says, اقتدوا بالذين من بعدي.
بالذين
من بعدي. Follow
أبي بكر عمر.
Follow the two that will come after me, who are Abu Bakr and Umar. And Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم أثنى على قرنه, means he gave good saying, good words about people of his age. Since he says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, the best people are the people of my age, people like who living at the age with him, at that stage with him, then the people will follow them and the people who will follow them, means the second and third generation of Islam. And he says, he came to say, الإسلام أمر عجيب. The thing about Islam is so magical, but funny, but not in a bad way. It's so nice, because the Quran, the basis of Quran, is basis of the deen is the Quran, and the Sunnah explains the Quran and guard it from whatever the other mubtadi'een will throw into it. And Sahaba were Hadith Sunnah wa Ijma' Sahaba. So he kept saying, "Al-Islam amru ajib." Islam is so magic, because it's like a circle. If you think about it, in one stage, the Quran is the theme, is the basic of the Quran, and the Sunnah guards the Quran, and Sahaba, which is the second. I say now we can translate again. Al-Islam amru ajib. Islam is a magical thing that you can't even wonder about. Yeah, wondrous thing you wonder about. The Quran assess the deen. So the basic of the Quran is of the deen is the Quran. As Sunnah tasah Quran. The Sunnah explains the Quran and guard it. Sahaba, wa ijma' al-Sahaba, wa Huda Sahaba, they will establish whatever the Prophet says in his Sunnah. It means like a circle. one thing leads to another. So if إذا حاول الناس أن يتلعبوا بالقرآن, so if people start to play around or explain things according to their desire, السنة تعارضهم. So السنة will just stand against them in their explanation, because whatever they're saying is not according to the Sunnah.
And each of the Sahaba is what?
So Hadith Sunnah is Ijma' Sahaba. So if I say again, it's like Sheikh said, it's like a circle.
No.
To start with, it's like in one stage there's the Quran, to the Asas al-Din, to the basic basis of Islam, of a deen. A Sunnah explains the Quran. Yeah. And Ijma' al-Sahaba protects whatever the Prophet, the Sunnah of the Prophet, whatever the Prophet comes along with. That means nothing contradicts the other. So if any of these Mubtadi'ah start to say anything about the Quran, the Sunnah will contradict them, because if they try to explain it according to the desire, it's not what comes in the Sunnah. So Islam is like you said, Islam is mahrus, which is well guarded from every single part, from the Sunnah of the Prophet and from the Sahaba, Ijma' Sahaba. So when I'm talking Quran, if people leave the Quran and the Sunnah, wa hadith salaf wa ijma'im, if the people leave the Quran and the Sunnah and the Ijma' of Sahaba, so everybody will go astray in a way.
وقول الشيخ ومن رغب غير الجماعة وفارقها فقد خلع ربغة الإسلام من عنقه وكان الضال مضلا, هذا يدل على أن من خالف الجماعة وترك الإجماع أنه يفارق الإسلام, وهذا ليس على إطلاقه, فالبدع والخلاف ينقسم إلى بدعة مفسقة وبدعة مكفرة, فبعض البدع يكفر بها صاحبها كالغلاة الروافد الذين كانوا يعبدون عليا ويعتقدون الألوهية وكذلك بعض الباطنية, فهذه بدع مكفرة ومن ينكر شيئا محلولا من الدين بالضرورة, وبعضها بدع مفسقة لا تخرجه عن دائرة الإسلام وإنما تخرجه عن الصواب وعن الطريق المستقيم, فهذا الكلام لا يؤخذ على إطلاقه, لأن الضلال ليس معناه كل ضال أنه خرج عن الإسلام, قد يكون في داخل الإسلام لكنه ضال لأنه يعتقد عقائد فاسدة لا تمت إلى الإسلام بصلة. وإن شاء الله نكتفي بهذا القدر اليوم, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من خالف الإسلام, so مخالفة الإسلام come in two states, in two parts. The first one, first category is mukaffira, and the second one is mufassiqa. So people who live aside the Islam, they be like called in two categories. So al-bid'a al-mukaffira, that means yukaffaru biha sahibuha. So whoever established one of these bid'a in according to this category, he becomes a kafir. But the second category is mufassiqa, لا تخرجوا عن دائرة الإسلام, does not lead him outside the circle of Islam, even though he'll be dealing in no accordance of Islam, but he would not come outside da'irat al-i'tiqad, da'irat the belief. So there is two categories, one is mukaffira, which lead him outside the circle of Islam, but the other one is only mufassiqa, that did not take him outside the Islam, but his attitude, his behavior is in a way not acceptable, but still he still stays in the circle of Islam. And the Sheikh ends the talk at this stage.
نعطي وقت للأسئلة إن شاء الله تعالى.
So now it's time for questions, inshallah.
Just on this point, Sheikh, you know, if, for example, some of the masajid that we go to, so if the Imam leaves the Salah, maybe Sufi, and they Aqidah, you've established the Hujjah on some of the deviated Sufi beliefs that they have. And with regards to knowing that he's above his Arsh, and that they have as an Aqidah, not through Jahl, but as an Aqidah that he is everywhere, and some of the lies that they say upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, should we pray behind them? Because if that is Bidah Mukaffara, are they within? We cannot take them out of the fold of Islam, but if that Bidah Mukaffara, then we should not pray behind them?
Okay, if you see him committing shirk, he's asking herb for deaf people and awliya, if you see him committing يعني, real shirki, you can pray with him, you can pray after him. But if you don't see him committing any shirk, maybe he's doing يعني, in hidden place or something like that, you can pray, because the aqid of Ahlul Sunnah that we pray after the Ahlul Qibla, sawa'un kanu bar or fajr. See, whether he is pious man or taqi, or he is non-pious man. So if we don't see him committing any shirk, we can pray with him, because we can't take him out of Islam, so we can pray with him. But if you see him committing shirk, you can pray with him.
Yeah.
So that means you have to see clear signs. Yes, you have seen, so you heard some shirk. And also, you have to discuss with him, what do you mean that? You must try to take some alim people in order to discuss with him. Okay.
So what is the sword of
Bid'ah Mukaffara, the fundamental thing is that if person committed something which is known as Islam, everyone knows an Islam, that is, it is out of Islam, he is making bowing for Sanam, he threw his mishaf, and he also asking sake from rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things are as shirk, because when he asks the dead person to give him son, to give him wealthy, to give that is shirk, because al-ibadah, al-du'a, it is divided into two: du'a mas'ala and du'a ibadah. One is for asking, Allahumma abdini, and what is for ibadah. So both du'a al-mas'ala, du'a al-ibadah lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he is asking غير الله سبحانه الله سبحانه وتعالى, he is shirk. So if that thing which is he's denying and which is acting is very knowing in Islam, that someone who does that is out of Islam, and all people know it, that's shirk. مثلا he says that zina is halal, that to kill Muslim is halal for me, he makes halal all muharramat, and also forbids the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make halal, or he makes istihzal al Quran, he just makes fun of a deen. So all these things, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, we are making fun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet and his ayat.
Will it depend on that? Does it depend on the individual, on the person?
Yes, somehow if he is مثلا, this is jahil, he accepted Islam very close, or he is growing in a very, very, very ancient place, which is no ulama, which is no scholars who teaches them, this man must be forgiven until he understands the deen.
There are some if there are some people who they don't understand the religion well, and they are fighting jihad against the kuffar, can we help them? Can we help them to fight? Or what is our role?
Okay, if there is some mubtada and sufis, they are fighting against the kuffar, and they have imam and good rule, so and they are fighting, we are fighting with them, because they are supposed as ahl qibla, they are closer than kuffar, because this you can affect, you can teach him tawheed, you can correct him, but this kafir is more dangerous. So if they are making jihad, if this is jihad, real jihad, which is fulfilled his all conditions, which is that Muslim must have the leader, and they have ability to fight against that kuffar, and there is no mixing between be Muslim and kuffar. If someone says I'm declaring jihad on this kuffar country, we can't support him, because it is fitna, because the kuffar is the majority and Muslims are settling between them. If you hit, they will hit hundreds of Muslims. So if a good jihad which fulfills the whole conditions which ulama derived and understood from Islam, we can support against the kuffar. Because Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, when Tatar invaded the Muslim, there was a lot of Sufi. For they was taking one bomb that day. Ludu bi qabri Abi Amr, means seek help from the grave of Abi Amr, one of the awliya. Fakan, he was correcting that bad aqidah, that bad faith, and he was saying to them, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that time, that day, Muslims were defeated. And then he tried to correct them and teach them the right aqidah and the right tawheed. Then next time they got a victory, and they became victorious, and so we can't withstand. We must help Muslims against kuffar. If this is good jihad, but if it is fitna, like what happens in the world, in many parts of the world, hit and run, like the liberation front is what they, that's not jihad. Because Muslim, if you have istita'a and ability to carry on jihad, you make jihad. Otherwise, you must be patient. أَلَمْ تَرَ الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ النَّاسِ. Some people, when there is no ability, they can be patient. They can control themselves to make salah and psalm and what they do. They say, why we don't make jihad? Why? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make fard the jihad and declare the jihad, everybody withdraw it. So I think many people who are walking and running in fitna now, if there is real imam and true imam and true khalifa and declare jihad, they will go between the streets and never go in the front. That's what's right.
How do you recognize them in this community that we're in? Now, does it include, for example, this you would think are those of bid'ah who have ilm of the bid'ah, they have knowledge of the bid'ah, so they come in to give their dawah, jihad, yeah, or
yes,
whatever it
yes,
is.
Yes,
what about the music? If there are those who are not like that, you have some shabab, for example.
Mm.
Some of us, we listen here 1 minute, we listen there 1 minute, sunnah, jihad, or whatever it is that they're calling to, can they be considered amongst?
Yes, because what is the better? the طالب العلم, the learning, the one who is new learn the علم, he must think well first. He must choose the عالم, the one who is whom is taking علم from him. So if he sees good عالم and Sunni and ورع and he is very يعني trust يعني some عالم which I can trust him, he can take him علم and he can learn from him. But someone who they have who have يعني some different ideas which is very far from Sunnah, he must not go to them, because this يقولون يعني don't يعني make your heart as a sponge which يعني is ready to everything. So if you listen, everything will drop here, and this will affect also. You must listen a good thing, because if you listen bad things, this will affect you. Why Islam يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to keep our eyes from haram, to keep our ears from listening to something, because all of this affects the heart, because the inner party has an effect to the upper part, and upper part also. So if we listen to some bad thing, and the ulama was saying, I like my son to be with the qutaa'u turuq, thieves and gangs, rather than to be with Ahl al-Bid'ah, because when he is committing the يعني the ma'asi and the sins, he feels that he is in wrong way. But when he's committing bid'ah, he makes himself and he seems to himself that he is doing well, he is in a correct way, he is in something like that. So bid'ah is very dangerous. So I wonder to many people who they are going there and there and there, and who listen to everyone. So we must try to choose first the one you are taking ilm from him and you are learning from knowledge. Because if you take from everything, يعني مثلا you have a garden, if you put every water, everything, it will spoil. You have to choose the water and the fertile and the soil which is suitable to this ground and this to this plantation. But if you don't care about it, it will be ruined and destroyed. So your heart is more precious than gardens and something like that. So you have to keep it and try to listen to good things. تقاه مينس معنى تقاه مثلا لا أي لا تقل كافر أولياء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاه ويحذركم الله. يعني تقاه مينس يعني أنت ترجم لهم تقاه مينس مثلا واحد يعيش في بيئة كافرة هو مستضعف ما يستطيع أن يصرح أفكاره ولا أن يصرح مخالفتهم, وإذا خالفهم جهرا عاقبوه وذلوه فيوافقهم بالكلام فقط أنهم ينصرهم وكذا وكذا, ولكنه يكرههم في قلبه ولا يساعدهم في منكرهم وكذا. هذا هو التقى يعني. ترجم لهم.
This, my question was from part of the Quran that I wasn't sure about literally, you know, word for word, but it meant all you who believe do not take the disbelievers as awliya, as close friends, except that take guard of them, and Allah warns you of Himself. The Shaykh explained, sometimes there is no harm working with them if you're Musadaf, if you're like, you're not strong enough to stand against the kuffar, because if you do stand the kuffar, stand against the kuffar, they will punish you. So in a way, as an escape route, is to agree with them in what they say, but within your heart do hate them. Wallahu a'lam.
مثلا one man lives in kufr society, his family, his kufr society, so he can't express that he hates them and he is not يعني, satisfied with them because they can kill and they can harm something. So he shows them maybe he loves, he can cooperate with them, he can and you coexist and something like that, but he hides his heart that he hates them and he never. So that is a darura, يعني, that is يعني, if necessity comes. But the Shia, they use this in a different way, because all their religion is established in Tuqya, because he never, يعني, maybe you are in Iran and in their country, he makes you Tuqya, he is the, has the power, but he makes all Tuqya, we love Muslims, we love Ahlul Sunnah, we are together, we are together, but he hates you. Even he can put his urine in your ta'am, because they believe you can harm Ahlul Sunnah, everything. So sometimes they can put urine on your ta'am if they can do. And what happens is that sometimes they put a stool in the Hajar al-Aswad. Yeah. And Iyam Faisal. And Malik Faisal tried to search and he took the one who put the stool in the Hajar al-Aswad. Very bad people. And Shaykh al-Islam says that always that Shia is in humiliated way, though he is in power. And she says the Sunni, though he is in a very weak place, but because his iman and his superiority and his good face, he always proud and he has something, what we call the thiqa ala nafs, he has confidence, he has confidence, he is self-confident himself, because he believes that he has, he is in the right way, he believes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in Prophet, he loves the Sahaba, he sees that he is in the right way, indeed in Hablullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rafili, he knows that he does not love the Prophet, does not love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Even the Ali radiallahu anhu, when they talk Ali, they don't like him, because they have something. They have something. They say Ali, but they have something else. Subhanallah. He was Christian first. Come back. If there is a Muslim government, if he lives in Muslim society, and there is government which rules according to Islam, this man must be took. He must be not killed. He always says that you have to come back to Islam. You start up. He is asked to go back to his Islam, and some ulama and some scholars will try to satisfy him to accept Islam and come back from Ridda. If this trial is not successful and he insists that he will be kafir, so he will be killed. من بدل دينه فاقتلوه. Because يعني, the principle which Islam maintains is five. الدين deen, religion, and nafs, soul, and the al-aql, and the al-ird, wal-mal. فهذه main important thing, mal, sin, wealth. الدين الدين النفس الدين والنفس
النفس which is the soul
yes العقل
العقل which is the mind the intellect
المال
المال
العرض
العرض which is the honor
honor
the fifth one is the المال is money wealth
yeah العرض
العرض which is the honor.
So, whoever tries to destroy these things or to make unstable, he must be banished. The one who kills Muslim, he must be killed. In order every people to be fair to kill. Because if they know that if he kills his brother, he will be killed, everyone will stop. That is to keep the nafs, the soil. And if one drinks alcohol, he his intelligence will be so he must be beat by because. And if he thieves money and wealth from people, he must cut his hand in order to maintain the wealth of the people. And if someone try to commit zina in order to destroy the Muslim society and Muslim what you call usra
family,
he must be banished and killed and jailed. And if someone makes qadf, he says you are zani and you are mother, iskida, or he make qadf and must be beat it. And if one changes his religion and become a murtad, he must be killed. And also mubtadi', why mubtadi' also is must be banished? Because he also he believes in deen also. He hurts the deen. So that's why always ulama ahl sunnah they try to banish and the mubtadi'a, because you have. And some of Tadi'a who is bid'a is mukaffira was killed but sacrificed. Some of the umaras, he was in Eid al-Adha and he make lecture to of the Eid and he said you have to sacrifice your adhiya. Taqabbal Allah adhiyakum. And I am sacrificing with Ja'd ibn Dirham because he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not subhanahu wa ta'ala speak with is Musa and Ibrahim is not the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his bid'ah is bid'ah mukaffira, cause he sacrificed. Why he sacrificing? Because he wanted to make fasad in the deen and to hurt the deen. So why we kill the murtad and why we bunch the mubtadi'? Because they hurt the deen. Some people like Rabbi, we heard he says we don't want to kill the murtad something, but that people they are also mubtadi'a, so and also believes in deen, so he wanted to defend the mubtadi'a because like them, but the Sunni he must keep the Islam and. So that's why we are killing the murtad and banishing the mubtadi', and also sometimes it must be killed because to maintain the deen. And the deen must not be something which can be delayed and destroyed and something like that.
Now, on the point then, we've heard from the with regard to the Muqtadi, where you speak like the Sufi, for example, who Aqidah is clearly corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
as a punishment to that individual or that imam,
mm-hmm.
to abstain from praying behind him as a punishment for the bid'ah that he's upon.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that some of the salaf
mm-hmm.
would not go to the janazah of mm-hmm. some of the muqtadi,
mm-hmm.
not because they're not Muslim, but because they're muqtadi,
mm-hmm.
as a sign of mm-hmm. punishment of disgust
mm-hmm.
at the bid'ah.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be done today if it is established that these people fall into that category? We punish them for their bid'ah by, for example, not praying behind them.
Mm-hmm.
It's known if the only okay. this person is
okay. That abandon the mubtadi', I think Sheikh Al-Albani is asking that question, and he says that people of Salaf who were abandoning the bid'ah, they were in high rank in the society, so that if they abandon and did not agree to someone, he feels very sad because it's Sheikh which people يعني, honors him and follows him, he has anger with them. So this affects us to come back to the Mubtadi' and to go back to the Jama'ah. So she said, if you are abandoning and you are cutting that man, affects this man and his followers to come back to the Jama'ah. Well, that is very nice. But he says, these days we see no alim and no one except يعني, many people have very honor in the society, because all society are running after mad, after dollar and bomb. So you can see now Sheikh Al-Albani, he is in his room. No government can accept this. No one can support this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people running after mad, after harakat, after leadership, after something like that, because they are material thing. So he says, if you are abandoning, it's not affecting, but maybe increases some problem, and you will not do. Because, مثلاً, you know some fasiq one. If you abandon Islam, he will go away and away and away. But every day, if you greet to him and say, come to masjid and how are you, Allah yahdiyuk, maybe he loves you and come back. But if you abandon Islam, he has bad other friends who are worse and he go back. Because he is, if you are abandoned, is making a lot of problem and something is going worse and worse, you can't make. Because that seems is according to the maslaha and the mafsada, according to the what benefit and what lose can, what can we benefit and can we get. So we can't just say we abandon bid'ah and abandon, because maybe hurt something and destroy something.
If you try to compromise with people, you cause greater fitna.
Yeah,
trying to trying to cause fitna.
If you fear yourself, if you الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم خير من المؤمن الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على أذاهم. Means the mu'min which goes through people and affects them, and if some harm comes, he may be patient, he affects and may be patient if some harm comes to him. It is better than Muslim who keeps away from people. Ulama says that means if you are affecting people and you are increasing some ma'roof and it is not affecting you, it is better to go with the people and to manage and to interfere their affairs. And but if you fear yourself to be affected by those people, and to make fitna to your aqidah, they says you are deen is the ra'asuman, this you are capital, you are deen, so you must go away. And that what the hadith of Barakah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abdullah ibn Umar, what about your condition if you are in with a people who they have no promise, they are untrusted people, you cannot trust him, and they are something like that, you can't know you how you can follow in this dark, they are mixed in disorder and out of condition, you can't give him promise, you can't trust him. And he said, what do you do? يقول, you take what you know if you are deen, and you be you must be very busy with your own selfies, and don't interfere the public thing, and don't try to make leadership and something like that, because of people of fitna, people of untrusted, you can't trust them, so all are thieves and all are khawana, so you try to say to them, I try to lead you to make a khilafah or something like that. You have to correct it.